If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I've been a Rolling Stones fan for a long time, and a lot of bands never put out good new music, especially at this age, but I think the Stones are doing it. And this is the second release from their new album. This one's called In the Stars. I like it quite a bit. You can hear some of it here. You know Keith's guitar, right? Tim Sommer is with us here. We're going to talk music. Former record executive, contributor to the Rock and Roll Globe website, music journalist. He signed Hootie and the Blowfish. The list goes on and on and on. I like these new Stones songs, dude.
I do, too. Because, you know, this is the thing. This is going to sound like I'm going off subject, but I'm not. Towards the end of Keith Moon was a legendary drummer for The Who. And towards the end of his life, the last 3 or 4 years of his life, it was known that he lost a lot of his skills as a drummer. And he knew that he couldn't really keep up with the band anymore. But once in the studio with The Who, he got very frustrated. And they were saying, Keith, can't you do better than that? And he said, you know what? I'm still the best Keith Moon-type drummer in the world. And that's true of the Rolling Stones as well. The Rolling Stones may not be the Rolling Stones of your teens. They may not be the Rolling Stones of your 20s or your 30s. They may not be the Rolling Stones of your favorite song when you were in high school. But they still do the Rolling Stones better than any other band.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got those songs kind of coming.
And that last song, this new song, is a great example of that. It's a little, you know, it comes out with that same sort of like thoughtful, moody thing that sort of Gimme Shelter comes out with, and then it just plows into that sort of boogie sound that the Rolling Stones have been doing better than anyone for 60 years.
I really like it. I'm so glad. So now, last week, I went to Las Vegas, and I'm on the plane on Friday, and I have internet service when I went out there. I didn't on the way back. But I was reading a bunch of Rolling Stone. I hate the politics in there, Tim. We could talk about that separately. But they had a 5-star review of the new Paul McCartney album. And I haven't heard any of it yet, okay? Now, you have listened to some of it, but I've heard it's pretty good.
I've spent the whole day with it.
So this is a song. You wanted to kind of talk about this song here, Mama Gets By. Let's listen to a little of it.
It wasn't too long ago that she agreed to be his wife. And even though he's complicated...
Very theatrical sound there. So I don't know much about the record or what Paul is going for here. All I know is they got that great review, and you seem to like some of it too.
Conceptually, what he's done here is he's tried to write an entire album about his memories of the past. His memories, not necessarily of the early days of the Beatles, but in the time as a young man, as a teenager, when he first met John Lennon, when he first met George Harrison, and even before that, his memories growing up in Liverpool and the neighborhoods he was. In a sense, the album, it's definitely a concept album, but in many ways, it's almost like a musical about his memories of life before he was famous. And I'll tell you something. You know how sometimes, Mark, you'll listen to a record and you'll say, and you'll listen to the entire record, and you and I are old people, we listen to whole records. And you know sometimes you'll listen to a whole record and they'll go, you know, they sequenced that wrong. The songs are in the wrong order. Do you ever feel that when you listen to something?
Yeah, I can say, look, that's something that artists and producers really work hard on. So I suppose I can say maybe sometimes I do. But I find that there is cohesiveness in a lot of the albums that I listen to. I mean, maybe I'm not listening close enough.
My point here being that if you listen to the new Paul McCartney album, The Boys of Dungeon Lane, that's the name of the album, if you listen to it and start with song 12 and then go to song 13 and song 14, the last three songs on the album, there won't be a dry eye in the house. They are just stunning, deep songs about lost loves, about lost mother, about lost father, and about the feelings in your heart for the way these people help shape you. And I'll tell you something. Not only are they three of the best Paul McCartney songs in a long time, again, I'll say their names, First Star of the Night, Salesman Saint, which is about his father, and Mama Gets By, which is about his mother.
Here is, this is a little of Salesman Saint.
Sure.
To help them through the night. They're going to make it through.
And this is a little of Mama Gets By.
She doesn't care. She's got her own philosophy of life. It wasn't too long ago that she agreed to be his wife.
I don't want to dig into this one. I put it in my title cue, but I have not listened to any of it outside of what I just played here.
What Paul McCartney can do very easily is make songs that sound like the Beatles, is make songs that sound like Paul McCartney. God bless him. He can do that easily. But these are three songs that do something else. They don't resort to the easy tricks, and I don't say tricks in any negative way. They don't resort to the easy tricks of Beatlesque sounds and guitar solos, because there's songs like that on the album. There's a bunch of songs like that on this album. These are songs that seem to come from a different place. And best of all, throughout the whole album, and I think this is the most important point I can make, he's not afraid to show people that he is a different voice these days. He uses his voice differently. He sings more intimately. He's not trying to sound like he's 26 or 36 or even 46. He's trying to sound like an older man who knows that he can't quite hit those notes before, and he has a more intimate relationship with the microphone, which totally suits the more intimate memories of this album.
So the album is called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, and that actually refers to the street in the neighborhood where he and George Harrison grew up. So there's a lot of songs that kind of, to your point, throw back to the early days. There is a duet with Ringo Starr on this.
Yeah, me, and I'm not saying this in a mean way, and it's going to sound terrible. I mean, that's a cheap trick. I mean, you know, that's like, okay, oh, it's great, I'm playing with Ringo here, but I'm not going to say it's the worst song on the album, but it's certainly, say, bottom third.
Okay, but I want to take you back to the first song that we played, because you made an interesting point, The Days We Left Behind. I'm going to play you this Saturday's Gigs by Mott the Hoople, and you think the songs sound very similar, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can
and
do that.
By the way, I want to say that's accidental. I don't think that's intentional.
Right, but let's see. I don't know if I know this song here. Might not have matched up the perfect lyric here, but
nothing stays the same. No one needs to cry.
I don't know if we pulled the part that sounds similar there, Tim, but
well, the part that sounds similar is actually the verse. But what's interesting is Mott the Hoople in 1975, the last song they released about breaking up was a song where they looked back on their past and their formation, very much sort of the same spirit as the Paul McCartney song. And the verse is kind of an exact match of the Mott the Hoople song, is kind of an exact match for the Paul McCartney song. Now, I'm going to state again, I do not think this was an intentional lift.
Right.
The last thing Paul McCartney needs to do is steal someone else's songs. But I got to say, I'm very engaged by this album, and I think it's his best and most interesting work and most revealing work, because as I said, there is nothing more important. I won't say that. Forget the more important bit. It's wonderful when an artist isn't afraid to show their age. Now, the Rolling Stones aren't interested in doing that. The Rolling Stones are interested in defying they're aging, and good for them. I'm not going to criticize that. But Paul McCartney, there's nothing more interesting than when an artist shows his age, like Bob Dylan did on his last album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, where he shows his age. He shows the weariness. Interesting and listenable Paul McCartney album, since a couple albums he did, I want to say 20 years ago, under the name The Firemen. Do you?
Oh, I don't remember that at all. No.
I should have looked this up before I got on the air, and I apologize for that. I think the first decade, or maybe in the late 1990s, I want to say the first decade of this century, he did two albums with a guy, with an English musician named Youth, like literally Y-O-U-T-H, an English musician and producer named Youth. They formed a little group called The Firemen, and they had two albums which they released called Electric Arguments and Electric Arguments 2, which was this really the most interesting experimental work Paul McCartney had done since Revolver. Wow. Really interesting work, like ambient music and aggressive techno music and just avant-garde music. Really interesting stuff, which I recommend to anyone. And to me, this is once again Paul McCartney saying in 2026, I can do something that reaches the heart. I can do something which doesn't rely on my old tricks. I can do something that says, you know what? I'm aging, I can't sing the way I used to, and that's okay. I know there was a lot of criticism for his performance on Saturday Night Live. People were like, oh my God, what's wrong with his voice? You know what's wrong with Paul McCartney's voice? Nothing is wrong with his voice.
So I never saw that. What was the deal with that? They just
His voice sounded thin,
okay,
and he wasn't hitting the notes. And you know what? That's because in a live setting, he's tempted. He's a crowd pleaser. He wants to sing out like he's been doing for 65 years. That's what he wants to do. And it doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
But in the studio, and what do you do in the studio? You create an intimate experience, an intimate relationship with the microphone and with the song. And that's what he's done on this album.
By the way, it's my understanding also that he played at least 9 of the instruments on this album too. So most of the musical performances are him. So this is like really a solo record.
Yeah, I mean, Paul McCartney used to joke that Ringo Starr wasn't even the best drummer in the Beatles. Now, I don't know if that, I'm not going to say that's true, but Paul McCartney can play everything.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to kind of digging in because, I read the review.
Really good album.
Yeah, you're matching up with what Rolling Stone says, so that's crazy. We got to take a break here. I'm going to go out with that new Stone song. This one is called In the Stars. I'm going to introduce you to a band that's sort of local next, and we'll talk about some other fun music stuff. Okay. Tim Sommer with us.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, this is my new musical obsession, and there's a local connection here. All right, so Tim Sommer, this is a band, and the name is strange. And I got to tell you, the first time I heard it, I'm like, I don't know about this. They're called Post Sex Nachos, okay? You ever heard of that band at all? Whoop, where'd Tim go? We lost Tim. He's not on the phone line anymore, so I can just tell this story myself. I'm not sure what happened. Is Ethan on top of that? Okay, he got cut off. Anyway, so this is a bunch of Mizzou kids, and I just love these guys. And they've got a new song out. And I'll play the new song in a bit. But that song I played there is from their last album. It's called Changes. And I think these are all St. Louis kids, if I'm not mistaken.
That's awesome.
They formed at Mizzou in 2018, and then they went to Nashville. But the second verse of this song, Changes, just listen to how he belts this out here. It's really soulful here in this part. It's just a feeling, no, it's just a feeling, but I swear it's getting the best of me. So I love what I hear from that last album, and I got to be careful here because some of the stuff is profanity,
uh-huh.
And this is one of the songs they had on the last album called Growing Old. I just love this guy's voice. I really do. So now they have a new song out on a new album, and this one is called A Lot to Lose, and it's actually done with a group of siblings from New York City called Balin, and I've seen them before. This one is, I think it's going to be a big hit. They have a new tour that starts in a couple weeks. They're going to play Summerfest. They're here at Del Mar Hall in U-City in October. I think it's Halloween night. I think we got Tim Summer back on the line. I was trying to introduce you to this band that I just love right now called Post Sex Nachos. Now, they're from here in this area. They're a bunch of kids that went to my alma mater, Mizzou.
I like this. Yeah, are they on a major label?
They are, and they got a big tour. They got a new record coming out, and they're in Nashville now, so they're Nashville-based. But I'm telling you, the music, I'm going to go out on my last – when I let you go here at the end of this segment, I want you to listen to the second half of this song, Changes, that I played, because they are just jamming, and it is killer.
Time to bring back that kind of '70s, but sort of updated kind of funk music. The stuff that I'll tell you something weird. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Bohannon.
Mm.
You remember Bohannon? Bohannon was a '70s funk artist who I think was a big influence on Prince. And
I don't know if I know that.
This band does not sound like that. But it's the spirit of this sort of like, deep in the pocket, melodic, not British, not American, not Chicago, a little bit of Philadelphia funk music. And I like that.
Well, they have a real soulful sound to it, and I love his vocal stylings, and I just think they're on the cusp of blowing up because the new song with that band, Balin, is really, really good. They get a lot of play on Alt Nation and on Sirius XM, so that's one of the reasons I think they have a big following. But I bought tickets for the show on Halloween night because, sometimes, Tim, and you've been around this so often, you're the guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish. Sometimes you hear something or you see an act and you're saying, that is the last time they're playing a venue that small. What I mean?
Yeah, totally get that. Totally get that. So, yeah, I think that's a very good call.
What else is on your mind musically these days?
Well, speaking of people who play small venues, obviously, everyone's been chattering about this America 250 event, and I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about it. I think you can't understand what's gone on here and the cancellations here without understanding a little bit of the economics of the legacy touring circuit.
Okay.
Let's say any of these bands that were booked to play this event, their bread and butter is in the spring and summer of every year when they go out there and they play these shows. And these shows are often booked 8 months. These tours are booked 8 months, 10 months.
Oh yeah,
a year
easily.
And these shows like the Port Jefferson Rockin' Crab Boil, Temple Bethel's
right.
I Love the 90s.
State fairs, all these things, yes. County fairs, all of it.
Riverside Casino, Remember Your High School Days.
Yes.
You know these sort of things. And these are the bands. The bands that were booked for this event are those bands that play these events. And, they got handed, all of these bands got handed an itinerary. And they just saw on this, they saw a date. They saw, okay, we're playing Washington on July 7th or whatever it is. And only later did they find out it was had some kind of political connection to it, at which point they start throwing up their arms.
Well, but how does that, like, so Martina McBride is the last one, or the, you know, I think she's the more recent one. Actually, I think Bret Michaels might be the more recent one. He pulled out, too. But she, you know, does this big thing online, and she, you know, makes her case for why she's not doing this. But she kind of says she found out some things that she didn't know, but she really didn't say what those things were. So,
yeah, and, you know, the fact is, this is not political. This is economics. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I'm not going to say it was someone in the Trump administration because I don't know that. Whoever was organizing this event, whoever was promoting this event, whoever was given the job of booking the bands was given a very, very small budget. And I'll tell you something.
That's unfortunate.
Most of the acts who were booked to play this thing are also doing a tour called I Love the 90s. Simultaneously, they're out there right now doing a tour called I Love the 90s. The closest they came to St. Louis, by the way, was Rockford, Illinois, on July 10th. So, for instance, on July 10th, I Love the 90s tour, which is Young MC, Milli Vanilli, CC Music Factory, are all playing Hard Rock Live in Rockford, Illinois. Now, the price for that tour is somewhere between, it's about $150,000 for all of those acts.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever booked this thing in Washington said, okay, I don't want to spend much money here. Let's do all of these acts for about $150,000. And, you know, so if you book that, you're going to get...
Yeah, you're going to get what you pay for there.
That's a good point, Tim. I hadn't thought of this.
Okay, what happened? Why isn't Morgan Wallen? Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Why isn't Morgan Wallen doing these shows? Because Morgan Wallen is going to cost $2 million.
Right, exactly, yeah.
That's not an exaggeration, by the way.
No,
that's
I know. Well, you're and talking about guys that fill baseball, football stadiums.
Is very pro-administration. Why doesn't he do the show? He'll do it for nothing. You know what? Kid Rock may show up for a photo op for nothing. He's not going to show up with his lighting guy and his sound guy and his entourage and his two or three buses for nothing. He's going to show up for the $1.5 million or $2 million that normally takes him to do this. And it doesn't look good for whoever was hired to promote this show didn't do a good service of either the event, the holiday, the commemoration, or the Trump administration, because what they needed to do was do their research and find out who would really want to play this thing and how much would they
cost. Yeah, I'd love to know. I don't know.
Or else, you know what? They're left with Lenny and the Squig Tones.
Yeah, I don't know if the story's going to come out at all and what really happened, but I mean, everybody is pulling out right now, so I don't know that they're going to be able to, you know, put it back together. And by the way, you just said something that made my head go, what? Did you say Milli Vanilli is performing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Modern, really?
Tim,
how do they do that?
Isn't half of that group passed away?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, first of all, half the group has passed away. Second of all, as everyone knows, the group never actually existed.
Right.
There is a competing, and this is important, it's not important in the scheme of things by any stretch of the imagination, but I use the word important, so I'll stand by it. There's an important factor here, which is there's a competing Milli Vanilli, which is made up of the actual people who sung on the tracks. And there you go with, like, okay, when you go to see Bret Michaels, you know you're going to see Bret Michaels. But when you see Milli Vanilli, you don't know. You're not seeing the people who are actually on the record. Same is true of another band who was booked for this event, the Commodores. The Commodores only have one member left.
Well, that's what I was asking before.
That makes more sense.
I mean, Lionel Richie wasn't going to be out with the Commodores at America 250, right?
No, is correct.
Yeah.
And so, again, people go, the legacy music touring circuit is a very, very interesting thing because it's a way a lot of people, you know, it's great that these people can go out there and do it. And the fact is, if you want someone like, you know, Ted Nugent, you're going to pay $500,000 for him. If you want the Beach Boys, if you want the B-52s, if you want A or B-plus level legacy touring acts, you're going to have to pay for them. If someone in the administration, and again, this is not a criticism, it's just saying they don't know the business. If someone in the administration goes, okay, we're going to put on this concert, I'm giving you $200,000 for it, and they think that's a lot of money. It's not.
Yeah, not for acts like that. Listen, I got to wrap up here, but I do want to thank you personally because a couple of Sundays ago, as you know, I went out and saw Triumph, one of my favorite bands from when I was younger. And when the tour got announced, you realized that a good friend of yours named Todd Kearns was going to be playing bass with Rick Emmett gang. And you hooked me up. I got to meet Todd. He's like the nicest guy on the planet. And he is an entertaining bass player. You know, a lot of bass players saunter around. They don't do a whole lot. He is part of the show. I mean, the rock star, the other stars have to kind of allow the bass player to do that. But he was fantastic. And that show, you know, look, I loved that band when I was younger. For what they are, it was a solid show. Phil X is out with them playing guitar, and he's really good. So thank you for the hookup. And Todd just friended me on Facebook, so it's great.
Not this week. I really want to hear about No Doubt at the Sphere. So maybe like next week or the week after that, we can talk about that.
You know, it was really good. And I would love to tell you about it because I was very impressed with that last weekend. And that was a show that was in complete audible. We really had no interest, initially in going, but the reviews were good. And when I go out there with my friends, you know, we tend to like shows and we see shows. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, but I want you to listen to the second half of the song Changes by Post Sex Nachos. Again, a bunch of kids from Mizzou. They're in Nashville right now. They're going to play Del Mar Hall on Halloween night.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.